going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's time for Little Victories with Ali and DZ. Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
So we want you to leave us your little victories on the Odyssey app.
Please
and
do.
To do that, you just have to download the free Odyssey app and go to the Listen Live page for 103.7 KISS FM.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then leave a voice message right next to the Listen Live button. And last night, Hudson left us a little victory. He said, I got to pull it up. I don't have it ready. I'm scared.
Oh, Lord.
Because him and his brother were arguing. And so I'm scared that there's going to be something naughty on this.
We didn't check for the little victory
first.
Okay, that's fine. I mean, it is what it is.
No, I don't know.
Well, do you have a little victory to start it off, though?
Yes.
What's up?
I went to the gym last night.
There you go.
I'm basically stealing Hudson's thunder.
Nah.
I think that's what he said on the little victory.
It'd be like that.
No, my little victory is that Owen has been, he started doing basketball again.
That's right. Yeah, right.
He's doing it one-on-one at the Princeton Club with Jerome, who is the basketball guy. And he had a second session last night, Wednesday night, because Owen is 6'4".
Mm-hmm.
He's in, you know, 7th grade. He's huge.
He's a tall young man.
And he doesn't want to do sports, and it kills me. So I got him in one-on-one basketball, and he actually likes it. So
good. We
may be turning a corner.
Good, good.
We may be.
One-on-one could turn to two-on-two, into three-on-three, into four-on-four, into balloon full court, baby.
Great. I see the message Hudson left us now. And guess where he put what town he's in?
Where?
Fart Town. Fart
USA.
Harbor.
Oh.
He put that he was from Fart Town, Fart Harbor.
This kid is something else.
What's your little victory first, though, DZ? What's yours?
My little victory is, you know, obviously, it's May,
yes.
Right?
We call it what it is. Oh, yeah, it's the first day of May. It's May.
You said don't do that.
I'm not doing it. You're right. That
don't do that.
That meme is
don't
corny.
Do don't do that.
Don't do it. It's cringe. Go
anyway.
Thank you for reminding me. Don't do the Justin Timberlake thing today.
Yesterday, as I picked up the boys from daycare,
yeah,
I looked to the ground and went, are those flowers?
And
it was right outside of our daycare lady's house. I was like, oh my goodness, those are flowers. April showers, it did it. It worked.
I have one flower too in between all my weeds.
April
it's
showers
amazing.
Did what it was supposed to do, baby. And you know, it is raining a little bit, but that's okay because guess what? It brought the May flowers
and it's
going to
bring
victory.
It's going to bring more. We got flowers. We got working out. Turn me up. You ready for this? I'm scared.
What's up?
Here's what Hudson left us last night. A voice. Oh God, I'm scared.
Hi, my name is Hudson and my little victory is that I worked out at Princeton Club today. Yas.
Okay, it was safe.
We're good. That was clean.
Okay,
that was good.
There it was. It was
shut
safe.
Shut up, PC.
Hudson, a full hour. You should have seen him on the one weight machine. I said, you're going to be really sore if you don't get off that machine.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't stay on one machine for an hour.
You can't, man. It's going to do you in.
Yep.
Trust.
So, anyway. All right, little victory. Send us yours. Leave us a voice message.
Please
and
do.
And the question of the day is coming up next. Hold on.
Your body's awake. But your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
So Julia is on right after us at 10 o'clock.
Right.
And when I was driving home the other day, I heard her say something interesting. She said that 36 is the age where all of your bad habits start to catch up with you. So all the bad things you were doing in your teens and 20s, like smoking, drinking, avoiding exercise, all of those things begin to take a toll at 36. That's what they're saying is the age.
Where'd that come from?
Women's health. That's where they're saying that that's where that partying lifestyle finally catches up with you. So you don't feel it until about 36.
Dang.
Yeah, and the more risky behaviors you have before 36, obviously, over time, you're going to have more issues at 36 and older. That's where you really start to feel it, they said.
So is that really the true middle age then?
I guess
36 is
they
really...
said you could feel effects like you're 61 at 36 if you don't take care of yourself and you don't exercise, you don't, you know, watch your drinking and smoking. You can feel 30 years older. Well, that's crazy.
And think about it. It probably isn't just the drinking, the smoking, the partying, or whatever you're doing, right? The wild lifestyle you might have lived. It could also be the sports you did, the
lack
you did.
Of sleep.
Think about me
things
now.
Things like that.
I'm out here now needing to go get surgery because the reckless sports lifestyle I lived now causing me to be going on a knee replacement by 36.
Yes.
Nah.
A lack of exercise is partially linked to a lot of it. Smoking was mainly linked to poor mental health. Get that. And heavy alcohol consumption was associated with declines in both mental and physical health. So basically, the question of the day is today, how did you know you were getting older? Because Julia said at 36 is when you really start to feel it. So according to her, but this is interesting to me because people think I go to the gym to look good. And I do, but more than anything, it's to feel good. My number one reason is not the way I look. It is because I am now in my 40s and I feel like crap if I don't do anything.
If you don't do nothing, I
don't want to feel 60. I feel so young and good when I go to the gym and I'm like, wow. And I look at my friends, no offense, DZ, who are younger than me, who can't walk. Yours is not from a poor diet. Yours is from sports. But I look at some of my friends who are even my age who are just can't even like kneel down. And I'm like, yo, you should be able to get up and off the ground with no problem.
No problems.
You're not 67, okay? You're 40. There should not be
47 either.
And that even's not. You should be able to get up and off the ground. Mm-hmm. You're not that old.
No, we got to take care of ourselves.
But a lot of us can't, right? So I that's why I go to the gym, is how I feel.
Yeah.
So when is it your knee that made you start to feel old? Is it this age? Is it 31?
31 made me feel like, I'm like, okay, now before I was goofing off saying, I'm old. Nah, man. Now heading into what's arguably going to be my first surgery that I have no idea still of what is going to be. I'm going, man, this is adulthood age for sure.
Right.
Like, this is old. This is now.
I'm old.
We're talking real stuff, man. I'm having actual gout conversations with friends.
Adult issues.
Well, we used to joke about having gout.
That's a good one.
When we ate too much. Now some of the homies got gout for real.
They really do have it. Oh, yeah, that's actually funny.
Now, 31, I went, oh, buddy. Whoa. So by 36, I'm seeing I got to get my life in check.
Honest to God, you only got 5 years, DZ. And you're,
I got four.
And you got four.
You're
about to be 32.
Like tomorrow, bro.
Oh, my gosh. All right. When did you know you were finally getting older? DZ, it was his knee went out.
Right now, today.
My kids were little, and I remember thinking, when did you get so old? And then I kind of snapped out of it as they got older. When they were little, I was a real prude. I was like, don't say crap around my children. Don't say a naughty word. I'm old and mature. And now I'm like, oh, whatever, dude.
Would you agree to the concept?
Parenting made me old for a second. What?
Would you agree to the concept that age is of the mind, realistically?
100%. And I didn't know that till I got older.
I feel old, right? But that's because my body doesn't feel fantastic at the moment.
Yeah.
I could feel 10 years younger coming up out of surgery, for real.
And I feel young.
Right?
Because I'm in good shape, right?
Because you're feeling right. You're in the gym. You're doing your thing.
I feel way younger than I am. Like, I do not feel my age. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing. And that's when as I got older, I started to realize it really is a state of mind and how you take care of yourself.
Yeah.
You can be 30 and feel 60, or you can be 30 and feel 20.
Yeah.
I mean, it is up to you.
Yeah, I would love to feel 31 132.
You gotta have self-control, and that sucks.
Yeah.
And that's hard.
Big yeah.
Just saying. Facts. Sherry in Caledonia said her skin changes for all the tanning she did multiple times a week for years. That wrinkles, things like that, that's laying out in the sun for that white people, that 36? Catches up with you, man. It catches
by 36 specifically.
Let me tell you. All right. We're gonna talk to you guys next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
What age did you know you were getting old or feel like you were getting old? Because I say I feel young for my age. I admit it. Yeah. I'm in my 40s. I don't feel it. I feel younger.
What age would you say you feel then? Not that
30.
You know, 30? That's
probably
great.
30.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't feel in my 20s, but I do not feel 40. I mean, I feel low 30s.
Yeah,
that's good. Why I date low. Because I can't relate to you old people.
Allie dates her age.
I'm like, oh, we're both 35. Hey.
Hey.
All right, let's go to the phones because this all started because I heard our midday girl, Julia, say that scientists have said 36 is the age where you start to feel all the bad choices you made in your life. The drinking, the smoking, the partying, the not working out, the eating bad. It all catches
whatever.
Up at 36.
Yeah.
Let's go to Cammie in Milwaukee. We'll start with her on 2 this morning. Hi, Cammie.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hi. When did you know you were getting old? What age and what happened?
This year. I'm 29, and all I do is crack. I reach up, I crack. I bend down, I crack. Up, I crack. Like, all I do is crack.
I'm a crackhead and not what you think.
That's funny. She's like, everything's cracking. Oh, that's funny. You're only 29, Cammie.
Hey, yo, Cammie, what have you been doing?
Seriously, chill out, my girl. Now, what do you look like, Rita? You look like a waitress? Diner? That's how I'm picturing
chill
you.
Out.
You're only 29.
As I'm over here adjusting and grunting, ow.
Well, 29 is probably an age for some people where it catches up.
Did you do a lot of sports? Right, what happened?
I did, yeah. So, I mean, I don't know if I remember don't do enough. Maybe I did too little. I don't know, but yeah, I played sports growing up.
Wait, what sport, though?
Basketball, volleyball.
It matters.
A lot of jumping.
I was a swimmer, and that's why I have no injuries. Think about it.
It takes care of your body.
Judging, yeah.
It's the one sport that I got away with that didn't hurt me.
It makes sense. Mm-hmm. Get in the water, it's rejuvenating.
Yep. All right, Cammie, I'm like old people at aerobics. All right, Cammie, have a good day.
Meanwhile, me and Cammie are nearby, locking and dropping.
You guys are literally way younger than me dying over here because
facts.
Of the sports you did.
Jesus.
Let's go to Kelly in Sussex. She called 5 days in a row, got her own theme song. She was one of the first theme song holders, everybody.
Hello,
just
OG.
Saying. Just saying. Hey, girl.
Good morning.
Well, your birthday month is over. We're into May. Sorry.
Oh,
it's now my birthday
it
month. It's moving on to me.
It's now my birthday month.
Moving on to me, Kelly.
And then I'm next.
And then DZ's up in June with Ryan from Calabama.
Oh, Lord.
All right,
no, forget Ryan. It's just my month.
Sorry, just DZ.
Yeah.
All right, Kelly, what age did you start to feel old? You and I are about the same age.
I'm going to say it was 36.
No way.
It was. I was not in the best of shape. I was overweight, and I was getting into a camper. Took a big step, and I tore my ACL.
Oh,
getting
snap.
Into a camper.
Just walking.
Just stepping into it.
Yo, you tore your ACL. Stepping.
Was that your rock bottom with your weight?
Yes.
It was.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Yep. Okay.
36. Checks out with the study.
I remember one of my most embarrassing moments when I was really big was I broke a table. Like, it was a swing in Florida. At the tables were swings, like porch swings. Like,
oh,
it was really
yeah,
cool.
Yeah. You could sit outside, hang
so,
out.
So I'm sitting on one of these swings and it broke and I wanted to die.
Mortified.
I wanted to die.
I've
even thinking about it now when I'm skinny, I still want to die
been
thinking
there.
About this
yeah.
moment.
Break a chair that or something.
That was one of my rock bottom. And everybody's like, oh, it's just, it's old. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, no, I'm a fat ass. But okay,
it,
I mean, no, I was huge. I was over 300 pounds. But at the same time, that was one of my moments.
People
try
to make you feel good about it because they
like,
realize.
You're fine. I'm like, no, I'm not.
But thank you. Kelly,
all right,
36.
Yeah,
36.
Yeah, 36.
It checks out.
All right. Well, now you're in great shape. So go, girl.
Yeah.
Go, Kelly. All right, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Well, let's go to the text line. Somebody said swimming was the only sport that messed me up. I tore both rotator cuffs. My bad.
Dang.
My
you just
bad.
Got bad shoulders.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's you.
Aaron from Milwaukee said, "Whatever age you think you'll midlife crisis, that's when." it starts. I don't think that made sense, Aaron.
Oh, maybe because we say is 36 the new midlife crisis age?
Somebody said 28 because it's when they got their first two-day hangover. Yeah,
you realize you ain't like you used to be.
It's not a good one. Mm-hmm. Lori from Cedarburg texted in and said, for me, it was when I really committed to practicing Brazilian jiu-jitsu. My body feels 60. My mind feels in the 20s.
That's crazy. That
you should feel younger.
Yeah, right? Nah, because you're so active. You wrestling. Well, jiu-jitsuing, I should say.
Oh, and Daryl said he felt old when he looked in the mirror and saw a white eyelash. Oh, you're going gray, are ya?
Hey, hold on. No, the gray don't define age for me. I can't wait to gray. I already got a few coming into the beard. Please. Give me more.
No, I'll never have grays.
No?
Because I pay to have them covered up, DZ.
I can't wait to silver fox it.
To Danny in Oak Creek. See what he has to say. Hi, Danny.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I think I realized it this year when I was looking at social media and some of my friends that are the same age, I was looking at them, I'm like, ooh, we're looking old nowadays.
He noticed it in his voice.
But you know what? I think I'm decent right now. I haven't had no issues, and I still rock
it
out.
I mean.
I'll tell you, my wife. I'll be 47 this year.
Yeah, Danny, you are one of those people that's in really good shape for your age.
This man hit the jump splits.
Yeah.
Literally at the Bucks game.
That's right. Yeah.
He's in good shape. I'm an in-game host for the Bucks.
Yeah.
So you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, ran the show.
You have muscles. You're in shape, Danny.
He literally jumped about 4 or 5 feet in the air, and I went, he's not about to. And sure enough,
he's way older than you.
Way older than me.
What were you going to say about your wife?
I think for her, she looks freaking gorgeous.
Well, she's hot. Yes.
She's a little bit older than me. She's probably going to be mad when she hears it, but I'll tell you this.
You wouldn't know it.
She looks younger. She way looks younger, and she looks freaking beautiful.
Danny's wife.
Shout her out, man. Shout her out. Picture
this blonde hair, glasses, like teacher, like hot teacher.
All right, too much shout out. Too much
shout out. Said it all.
He's like, yeah, my wife's hot. Yeah.
Danny like, both of y'all are
We're bad. My bad. Problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
So yesterday, we helped you out, DZ, with your problem.
Correct.
And today, we're going to help somebody else out with their problem. And it's about getting your boyfriend's parents to leave you alone.
And I'll give you an update. You know, I'll give you an update next about what I did.
Yeah, did you, if you got a hold of the doctor?
I did a few things.
Oh.
You know what? I'll just give you the update now.
No. At the end.
You want it at the end?
I want it at the end because I need to know if you talk to the doctor and what they said.
All right.
So just hold on.
All right, fine.
Not ready yet.
Fine, you're not ready.
Wasn't mentally prepared. Plus, I like to make people wait.
Now you know how I feel sometimes. They just be springing stuff on.
Just wait less than 10 minutes and we'll get the update on what happened with the doctor with DZ's surgery if he got a hold of somebody after they were blowing him off.
You heard the lady.
So somebody wrote in and wanted to know, how do I get his parents to stop bugging me about his responsibilities?
Yeah. It says, hey, I'm 24 and I've been dating my boyfriend, call him Tyler, for 2 years. He's 24 also. We live together as well. Now, recently, his parents started asking me to get him to do things like make sure that Tyler goes to the dentist or make sure that Tyler updates his license. The most recent has been them asking me to convince Tyler to get a new job because his parents don't feel like he makes enough money. Typically, I respond with, I'm sure Tyler can figure it out. And if not, it will be a good learning experience for him.
Right.
But that hasn't stopped. Tyler's.
The 20s is when you really go through all that stuff where you make all the mistakes and you forget things and you learn your lesson, right?
Yeah.
But anyway, I digress. Go
she
on.
She says, now I'm planning on being a little harsher and telling them I'm not Tyler's babysitter.
Oh, God.
And to leave me out of these concerns.
Awkward.
Yeah. Is there anything else I should do differently for Tyler? Now. All I'm going to say is you are already doing exactly what you need to be doing.
Yeah, nothing. The guy's an adult.
Yeah.
Dude,
now.
This would be annoying, though.
What I will say, though, is people also do invoke a certain, like, care when somebody realizes that you're no longer their baby.
Yeah.
Right? A parent. When they now see that their child has somebody that they're going to be spending real quality time with, not just a little boyfriend, girlfriend.
Right.
This might be a potential partner. Then the parents go, well, you see them differently.
Yeah.
You approach them differently. You go, well, You might be daughter-in-law. You might be son-in-law. Now I got to talk to you a little different.
Do you know why this rubs me the wrong way, though?
Why?
Because they're basically assuming that somebody else has to take care of him. They're not teaching him how to take care of himself. They're going to his girlfriend, who's 24, and going, tell him to, you know, brush his teeth and go to the dentist. Tell him to, I don't know, update his license or whatever. And it's like, that's, you should be telling him. First of all, it's disrespectful that you're telling her, in my opinion, because you're treating him like he's a child. Like,
and they're also treating her like she's not his partner, more like his caretaker.
But what if they are partners and then something happens to her? Mm-hmm. He's got to learn how to grow up and be a person and do his own stuff. Super
Super valid point.
Like, come on.
I hate to say it. I think she should just stop talking to the parents? Future in-laws. Yeah.
Oh.
Stop responding. You know what I mean?
You think so?
Yeah, no. The reality is they're not going to stop reaching out, and there's nothing you can say that's going to make them stop reaching out.
Hmm.
That's their baby, and they think that their baby now wants to have babies with you.
You know, my dad, I'll never forget, when I was dating my ex-husband, and we had just moved, he had just moved in, I'll never forget my dad came, my parents came to town, and my dad, I needed to do something, and I remember my ex-husband came in the door from work and my dad started telling him, like, oh, here's what you need to do with Allison's car. And I remember being like, excuse me?
Overstepped.
Like, yeah, because he was a man and he thought, oh, he's going to do this. And I'm like, excuse me?
Yeah.
I'm 27.
Yeah.
And I can take care of my own car.
We got it.
Give it to me, Dad.
Yeah.
And he went straight to the dude and was like, here, this is for her car. And I'm like, excuse me? So I feel this. It gets me going.
I hear you.
Parents always want to go to the partner. Like, that's old school.
Parents are honestly always old school about it. I remember when my grandma had a similar talk with me about Aaron.
Yeah.
Then she was my girlfriend. She had came to Columbia She came to Columbia, met my family. It was when we were still dating. We actually had our 1 year anniversary in Columbia.
Okay.
Right? So we're chilling, we're hanging out, and my parents were like, oh, well, you obviously brought her to your homeland.
You're
like,
obviously serious.
Something's going on between you two.
Aww.
They were right. We got two babies now. But I remember my grandmother.
Spoiler alert.
Right. I remember my grandmother, you know, Lord rest her soul, Abuelita Rosa, said, you got to make sure she takes care of you. You got to make sure she's cleaning and she's cooking. And I'm like,
she said that?
100%.
This is fascinating. So
you got to make sure that she washes your clothes and you got to make sure this. And I went,
what the hell?
I mean, yeah, all of those things are nice, but I will do those things also.
It's not a deal breaker for me. Yeah,
Am I the chef in the house? No. I will say I rarely cook the meals at home.
Yeah.
My wife likes to cook, though, and she is the better cook.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Who's doing most of the laundry, though? Me.
Yeah. When they're that's interesting how she said you need a woman that cooks and cleans for you.
My grandma really, really put it in perspective of like how antiquated some people's mentalities are, because she said, you're going to be having to work all the time, right? Because she's going to be taking care of the house. And I looked at her and I was like, okay.
My wifey works, but okay.
But okay. And we were mad young at the time, so we were, you know, still college bound, still in, realistically, going through our first years together, right? So it's like, all right, let's get through some things first, granny grand. But she was really going, you got to make sure that she's doing all of these things if she's going to be somebody you're going
to
be
with. That was supposed to be the standard. Well, that was when women didn't work.
And this is what these parents are doing.
But women work now, man.
They're going, you've got to take care of him like a baby.
Oh, God.
Men love to be babied.
I agree with that. And I worry about that having two sons.
Sure.
Am I going to, you know, I have to let them grow up to be actual men, not little boys. Because you date and you meet men and you meet the boys. And the boys are the ones whose parents are babying them. And these guys come in, they think I should do all these things for them. The ones who are grown up and men don't expect all that.
Don't expect it, but we will welcome it.
Absolutely. Just like I don't expect certain things, but I'll welcome it in relationships. 100%. Absolutely. I'm with you.
They can't force this. If this is her love language, if this is how she wanted to take care of him, that's one thing. But they're putting on their responsibilities onto her, like passing the torch.
Yeah.
Y'all can't rock with that. You got to cut them off. I swear.
Yeah. It's WXSS HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. Roger's on the phone, dude. Roger. Oh, dude, he hung up. Roger, why'd you hang up? We were about to come to you. All right, 414-533-1037. You can text that number or you can call. So basically, he wrote in, she wrote in.
She wrote in, yeah.
She's dating this guy. They're both 24 and his parents won't stop calling her and saying, tell him to do this. Like, basically parenting him. And she's like, I'm not going to tell him to go to the dentist. That's not my problem.
Well, she ain't parent Patty over here.
Dave Patrick from Milwaukee texted in, said she needs to tell her man to grow up, get his bleep together, or this this won't last. I know Dave. We're friends on Insta.
See, you can't have this conversation with him either.
No.
It's the parents talking to you. He ain't saying nothing.
Exactly. All right. Well, we're going to take your calls and your texts next.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
We are going to get the update on exactly whether or not DZ got through to the doctor about the surgery yesterday in less than 3 minutes. Hold on.
So, I got you.
What would DZ do today, though? He wrote in, or she wrote in. I keep saying he. She wrote in, and she wants to know what to do. She's dating a guy. They're both 24, and his parents keep telling her, like, how to parent him. Like, tell him to go get a new license. Tell him to go to the dentist.
It's basically his parents telling her what to do.
Like, she's a parent.
For him.
Come on. No.
I'm not the babysitter. I'm his baby.
Oh, Kayla and West Bend said, red flag, run. My ex was a guy whose parents still did everything for him. It doesn't change. You'll find yourself with a man-child that you have to do everything for. There's obviously a reason they feel the need to tell you these things. Okay, well, let's go to Sue in Reeseville. She said her hubby cooks. Don't underestimate her man.
Hubby whipping in the kitchen. What's up, Sue? Good morning.
Hi.
Hey, what do you think?
What are we having for dinner tonight?
Yeah, what's he cooking?
I'm not home right now. I'm working in another town. Aww. But he does most of the cooking, the grocery shopping,
nice.
Some of the cleaning.
Aww.
I do the laundry.
And where'd you find him?
And he takes same place where I'm working at.
Allie said,
no.
Where's he from? And yeah. Does he have a brother?
Does he have an uncle or a nephew, I should say?
No, I work. He's at home with a medical disability.
Okay.
So he's home full time.
Okay.
Heard. Okay.
So then, but he helps at the house.
Yeah. So what would you say?
Oh, yeah. He does. He takes care of everything. I do the laundry and. I work.
You're the problem. No, I'm kidding, Sue. So,
no, I'm not.
I'm kidding.
Sue, we're just ribbing you,
what
Sue.
What would you do, though, like, if his parents started calling you and telling you how to, like, to parent him?
Right. Advice,
seriously.
Please.
I would tell her because I knew my husband's dad before I knew him.
Yeah.
Because when I was growing up, he worked at the corner gas station, and we got to know each other really good. So when I went home to meet his family, him and his dad and I were joking around, and his sisters and brothers looked at me like, what the hell are you doing? He's going to kill you.
Jeez.
Because
she's like, so the first time I met his family, they said, he's going to kill you. Like, where is
and
this
I
going,
said,
Sue?
We're getting married.
This story is crazy.
No, because I would joke around with him the way he wouldn't joke with anybody else.
Oh, okay. You knew the love language that he needed, and y'all just fed each other's soul.
She wasn't afraid to rip on him. A true love story. Sue, we love it. Oh, no.
That was my father-in-law that I would joke around with.
She was wearing
the pants even with his parents. I got it.
So she Say really less. Came you in know, swinging.
I, like I said, when we were... When I was a young kid, he worked at the corner gas station.
I know.
So
I'm teasing
I got to
you.
Know him.
Yeah.
Got you.
And then you were very comfortable with his parents.
Exactly.
We got you, Sue.
Yeah.
That's the way you wanted to be, but it's not always like that.
And
so.
She's not. And
no.
She's definitely not, Sue.
Mm-hmm.
But
Thank
you say get comfortable with the parents so you could tell them, please
be
stop.
Friends.
Yep, be friends.
Mm-hmm.
She's got to step up and tell her to back off a little bit.
Heard.
All right.
Heard,
Thank
Sue.
You.
Yep.
Bye, Sue.
And he even takes care of my granddaughter, too.
Okay. We get it.
Okay,
he's
Sue.
A saint, Sue. We get it.
Bye, Sue. We
Unless
love you.
You could tell me where to find one. Get off my line.
She said Reeseville's popping with all the good, man. What's up?
And Nicole said, if something needs to be done, I'll have my husband do it. Then my mom says, he's got a job. Yes, so do I. Well, diminishing my job is, I agree with DZ, though. Stop talking to the parents unless you absolutely have to, which is the opposite of what Sue said. That was Nicole.
She said confront and then stop.
Yeah.
I said just cut him off and don't say nothing.
Well, Adrian in Milwaukee, let's pull him up because apparently he doesn't do ish around his house.
Adrian.
Yo.
Come on.
Cheryl does everything?
Come on.
What's
now,
going on?
Hold on.
Push
hold
on.
I'm going to clear the air. I'm going to clear
better.
The air on this.
You better.
We 50-50 on everything. But
right,
when it comes to inside the house, she is awesome.
Okay.
Well, that's probably because you suck at it. She
right.
Tries to go over it again like I do when
my
kids
clean. Hey, look, we just had this discussion yesterday.
You and
timely,
her.
Timely.
But look. Inside the house, I cannot say nothing. She is 100%. Yes. Do I slack on inside? Yes. But when it comes to outside the house and holding it down, she knows I'm there, and she knows I have it 100%.
Nice.
As far as old boy, 20-something years old, better stop listening to mom.
Amen.
He's
because,
24.
That, 24. Well, let me tell you, when you're single, you ain't got no one there for you.
So you rely on your parents because you don't know enough about life yet.
Yeah.
When you do have a partner, you start to rely on that partner. He's not relying on his partner.
He's got to be independent in some way.
Well, you got
relying on his partner in the sense of like, you're not doing everything for me, but we're doing things together. Together. Yeah.
Brian Dousman said, I always told my now husband, I ain't your maid and I'm not your mama.
That part.
Mm-hmm. Listen, also, Allie.
Yeah, what?
Looking good in that little blue dress. I saw it on IG.
Adrian.
This man.
I mean, what? He was complimenting me. That's my latest Instagram post if you missed it. Allie Faith one. Go look at it for yourself. But anyway, that was my blue dress from the fundraiser. Okay, Amanda's in Racine. She's got her own theme song.
Oh, Lord.
Let me change the subject really quick. Amanda! I feel like Amanda does what you and I prefer to do. We outsource.
What do you mean outsource?
We don't do it ourselves. We hire people.
Amanda got a private chef?
Or I just bungee cord everything and hope everything works out.
Oh, jeez.
We paid on it.
So what?
Nobody. My husband now.
Or do like me and just don't clean.
Let it
well,
off,
I
right?
do clean.
I'm kidding. No,
I just don't fix stuff.
Fair enough. So what do you do if the parents are being overbearing, the in-laws?
Right.
So I've been through this with my father-in-law for 13 years now. Okay. So this is nothing new. But me and my husband, we just do our own thing. So we just do, like, we've always taught each other. We work together. We don't have expectations of each other. We just do what we can do.
Do you ignore the in-laws when
my father-in-law wants me to be, like, the cook and clean. Yeah, and then he wants me to do, like, the lawn mowing. He wants me to grill. I don't know how to grill.
Wait. Why does your father-in-law wants you to do all that?
Me to do everything. Yeah, he wants me to clean the house. He wants me to go outside and weed whack. I don't know what that is.
Wait.
And then you want me to shovel? You want me to grill? I'm like, I don't know any of this.
Hold on. And what's your husband? What are his responsibilities?
He does the outside work and I do the inside work mostly.
Okay. Well, then
so we like do 50-50.
But what does his dad expect you to with him to do then? If
everything
you're doing all that?
Sounds ridiculous.
I don't know. Sit on his butt.
Tell him. Times have changing.
A battery.
Yeah. Seriously. Times have evolved, Daddy-O.
Ain't no way.
All right, Amanda, tell your father-in-law no thanks, okay?
Facts.
Yeah, no. I told him a little more than that. Let's just put it that way.
Good girl. Goodbye.
Bye.
I feel so stupid. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ.
Don't say that. We're not stupid. We're dumb.
We're not. No, we're not. We're not either of those. We're just forgetful.
So fair.
We were doing what would DZ do just a few minutes ago, and I'm like, oh, we're going to give you a big update on DZ's surgery, and then totally forgot what was happening. Okay, what the hell?
You're gonna forget.
Did you talk to the doctor?
Bruh, so y'all know I gave you choices A, B, C, or D, right? A, crash out, freak out.
DZ was waiting on a call back about getting knee surgery. He now knows he needs surgery.
Right.
He now knows there's no cartilage in between his knee.
Right.
And he's been in pain for a long time. And now that he actually has the MRI done, now he wants the surgery yesterday.
So yesterday's what would DZ do was, should I A, crash out because I'm waiting on the doctor's call, B, give it another day or whatever, and then hit him up.
Uh-huh.
Or C, you know, look for somebody
else. Just get
else.
A totally different doctor.
I did everything. I did. I crashed out.
Good.
All the above.
You should have freaked out.
I sent messages. I called. I got people mad at me on the phone. I don't even care.
As soon as you told me you went in on Monday and they said you'd have a call back by Monday and it was Wednesday, I went, oh, you have every right to call them over and over until you get to someone at this point. Because I didn't know they had told you that.
Right.
Once they said, we're going to call you on Monday, they should have called.
So I got a follow up on now Tuesday. But I also went a step further and said, let me go ahead and get my results and also hit up other people because I now want other opinions.
Show other people your MRI, yeah.
And see what they say, just because I feel like going to a doctor, going to a surgeon, going to anything, right? We've talked about it. It's kind of like interviewing somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You have to go with somebody you're comfortable with, right? Not just with whoever presents
you
themselves.
You'll feel a vibe with your doctor.
Let's go feel a vibe with another doctor and then go from there. So I got my official with the doctor that was supposed to call specialist on Monday, now for next Tuesday.
Got it.
So they're
making you wait till next Tuesday to go in and actually see the specialist. Is that the guy who does the surgery?
It's the lady that does the surgery, yes.
Oh, nice. Go, girl.
Yeah.
So it's the lady that does the surgery on your knee is the one who you would see.
Who you're seeing next Tuesday. Correct. Because the doctor that originally thought was going to do it said, nah, go to her. And I went, all right, for sure. She's going to call me. Didn't call me. That was where the whole problem
came in. Yeah, the in-between is so hard.
It's sucks.
When you're waiting for like a date on, you know, you need a surgery, you're waiting on a date and you're like, I don't know, I can't make plans. This is what I did with my skin removal last December. We didn't know when it was going to be. I went in like October and I'm like, I don't know when we're going to do it, but I'd like to do it around Christmas, but we don't have a date. And so for 2 months I was stressed about when am I busy and when am I not?
And you know, we talk on microphones for a living, right?
Yeah.
So people often ask us to do other events.
Yeah.
I'm booked for other events that I now have to like really lock this surgery down to know what my future looks like.
If you can even
like.
Do the events.
Exactly.
Well, they're asking us like Oak Creek. Shout out Oak Creek. Invited us to be in their 4th of July parade. And I was like, we don't even know because we don't know what's going on with DZ. We don't
Facts.
Know when he's having. I can be there, but we need a surgery date.
We can be there.
I don't know if DZ's going to. For all I know, your surgery date could be June 28th. You
right.
know what I mean?
Right.
Hopefully it's sooner. But you know what I'm saying? We don't know. And
we
so
don't.
This is the problem of the impending, you know, surgery
doom.
You're waiting on. Not doom, but yeah.
So I'm big locked because, yeah, I'm supposed to be in Watertown in August
yeah.
at the Riverfront Fest. Bro, like, I don't know if that's going to be now happening. I got to let everybody know what's the word because could I be good enough to go by August?
If you sure. have it now.
If I have it now, right? But that needs to happen. So I need to talk to all of these doctors now, like yesterday.
Every time we talk about this, people send in their doctor recommendation, their orthopedics people, their who had their uncle. Somebody's like, my uncle had surgery, Elena in Waukesha. Go to this doctor, Freighter. Like, everybody's texting in their doctor recommendations.
I'll jot them down. Thanks, y'all.
I love it. I love it. Well, I cannot wait now for Tuesday.
Same girl.
Oh, my gosh. Now we got to wait till two. Well, at least today's Thursday. Okay. We're closer.
Right?
Like, it's just annoying because you're in pain.
Well, dude, and I don't even want to say it, but yesterday I took a spill. Like, I stepped on a rotating baby toy yesterday.
Oh, jeez.
Took my knee out.
And now that you have answers, now you probably flip out every time that you have an injury, right?
Pain
every time it hurts.
The
you're
pain
like,
is amplified.
Because you know in your mind that it's real.
Mm-hmm. Hate it.
It is, like I said, it's like when you have a broken bone, you're not sure. I was walking on a foot and I didn't know it was broken. It was huge. And I went to the ER and they were like, it's broken. I was like, I knew it. And then I was a real big baby
then
after that.
Then it hurt.
Then I was like, oh yeah, it's broken.
Yep.
I knew it.
Big broken.
Then I could cry.
My bones are grinding and I can feel it. That's what that pain is? Yeah. Ow.
Oh, DZ. All right. Well, keep us updated on the MRI and the surgery and the knee. And apparently there's a meme of knee surgery going around. So my kids won't stop right now. They're like, did he say knee surgery?
I'm glad it's not in my algorithm. Keep
it out of my algorithm. It won't be because it's for like 11-year-olds. Give me a break.
Stop talking about it or it's going to be. Stop talking about it.
All right. We have Am I the Jerk on the way. It involves stealing food from a significant other.
Oh, snap.
Those are fighting words.
Wait,
did I
write this one?
No. Why? Do you have this problem as well?
No problems.
Okay. It's coming up next. Hold on.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait. You're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Is she the jerk for stealing her boyfriend's last bite?
Oh, the last bite?
Right now, I feel people getting triggered in their car. They're shaking. They're like, whoa.
The last bite.
The last. And the worst part, it's the last bite of sushi.
Hey, yo. Okay. So you...
Let me just read it.
We listen.
And we judge.
Later. At the end.
Hungry Hannah.
Diabolical.
Am I the jerk for stealing my boyfriend's last piece of sushi? Allie and DZ, now listen. This might seem like a joke, but it's not.
I'm not laughing.
I'm not either. My boyfriend Timothy and I were out on a date for sushi and it was going excellent, or so I thought. I had ordered a small plate of about 6 pieces of sushi, and Timothy ordered a large plate of 12.
Okay.
I had finished mine quickly since I hadn't eaten much earlier and thought I could just have one piece of his, figuring it wasn't a big deal.
Oh, you thought.
I grinned a cheeky little smile and reached for his last piece.
Mm-hmm.
We like to joke around a lot, and I didn't realize how affected he would be by this action.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as I ate the sushi, his brows furrowed. He screamed at me. What are you, a novelist?
Not the brown furrowed. I was like, why am I imagining all of this? This is great.
Written, his brows furrowed, and he screamed at me. We got into a heated argument and I tried to apologize, but he stated I had done too much already.
Wow.
And we left quickly. Now he's giving me the silent treatment despite my apologies. Am I the jerk for taking his last bite of sushi? You are, Hannah. You are. But I would do the same thing.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to lie. You know, this is a tough one because I would be on both sides. I get both.
A little grin as I reached for his piece of sushi. He furrowed his brows.
In fairness, he had 12 and she had 6. You can spare one. This is what I do with my children. I have these discussions with my children. When Owen's got 17 cookies and Hudson has 3, I go, you can spare one.
Spare one, not the last one.
Oh, well. I guess they're not in love. You're right. Yeah, this
no,
isn't love.
There's no love there's in no the last love. Piece of sushi. No. Don't touch it. No, I do not love you that much. No.
I miss sushi.
You can have my second to last. Mm. You cannot have the last if I do not offer.
Mm.
I love my food that much.
Mm-hmm. I haven't eaten sushi because of the rice.
Oh.
So I just eat hibachi or I have to get sashimi. Rice. I need some sashimi. I don't know why I called it that. I can do cauliflower rice, but I'm not making it. Somebody else has to. Anyway, not the point.
Not the point.
The jerk for taking his last bite of sushi?
I'm 10 toes on, yes. There's no way she's not. 100%. She didn't even like ask. It was in the action of like, she knew. She knew what she was doing because that cheeky little smile, that
she
little
said,
ring.
I just thought it'd be great. We were on a date. She thought it'd be sweet.
She thought it'd be cute to take his last bite of food.
She smiled at him and reached for it.
Read it like she wrote it.
She said, I grinned a cheeky little smile and reached for his last piece. We like to joke around a lot, and I didn't realize how affected he would be by this action. As soon as I ate the sushi, his brows furrowed, and he screamed at me.
Does that sound like somebody that thought it was funny or cute?
We got into a heated argument, and I tried to apologize, but he stated I had, quote, done too much already, unquote.
Too far, end Hungry quotes. Hannah, too far.
You got the quotations on this write-in, okay?
Yo.
You can always write in at amithejerk@1037kissfm.com like Hannah did. Hungry Hannah, I should say.
I'm 10 toes jerk. Yeah, 10 toes jerk. I don't even care.
Knock it off.
Yeah, no, for real.
Chill out. He had way too much. He shouldn't be this greedy. 414-533-1037. That is the phone number that works for texting or for calling. Let's look at the text and see what people are saying.
What are you saying? You going, she's not the jerk,
obviously.
Not
the jerk. Fred and Franklin said, jerk. Never come between a man and his food unless he offers it.
Ding, ding, dong.
Carl and Indy said, sharing's caring, not the jerk. Amen, Carl.
When you share, not when you take. When you share.
Elena and Waukesha said, she's the jerk. I don't like people taking my food, period, especially sushi. Don't mess with my sushi. Ask if you want some.
You can have some of my sushi if I give you some. Otherwise, you're going to get rolled yourself.
All right. It's Hungry Hannah. Dude, it's no joke. We're not kidding around with food.
I'm really not.
Honest to God, 414-533-1037 is Hungry Hannah the jerk for taking her man's last bite of sushi on their date. He had twice as much.
He did. Did he
Come
need
on.
It?
Come on. No. Stop. Chill out, my guy.
Still think you're a jerk?
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Hungry Hannah wrote in, wants to know if she's the jerk for taking her man's last bite of sushi on their date. He had 12 pieces. She had 6. She didn't know what the big deal was, but he freaked out.
Oh, he had 11 pieces, technically.
Not the jerk. He had double the amount. I'm just saying.
He's probably double the size. Not like that. I mean, like, he probably
you
just
said it,
eats,
not me.
He eats more.
You said it. Nope.
You know what I meant.
Go to Jamie on the phone. I know Jamie, and I know her children.
Oh. Morning, Jamie.
They want to talk.
Hold on.
Oh, hi. Oh, they're ready to go.
Oh, they're ready to go.
Hi. Good morning, girls.
Good morning.
Okay, so we got Paisley, Penelope, Jamie, and the baby's Presley. Okay, Paisley, is she the jerk or not the jerk?
Not the jerk.
Woo!
Okay. All right, well, then why did you guys say not the jerk?
Why?
Yeah.
Because why?
Because they can share, but she had lesser pieces, so he has to share.
Exactly.
Oh, because he had lots of pieces, he has to share.
This is why I love kids.
Does.
How old's Paisley again?
7.
Yeah, exactly. She's thinking smart. She's like, what's the big deal? There's enough to go around.
He had so many pieces, he obviously could have shared.
Kids are a matter of fact.
But Paisley, don't you have to ask before you take?
Well, sharing is caring in
this
house.
That's right, Jamie.
Yeah.
And you don't have to ask when you share with family.
Unless it's myself, then.
There you go, Mama Bear.
All right, Paisley. Good way to support. I love you for calling in and saying not
toes.
The jerk.
She said, sharing is caring. Thank you.
I'll always share with you, Paisley. I promise. Okay, have a good day.
Bye.
All right, so not the jerk. Let's go to Carrie now in Muskego because people are fired up about this.
Me. Hi, I'm people.
Something tells me Paisley doesn't have a boyfriend or girlfriend, so she doesn't really know what this is like.
She's never shared sushi yet.
never.
So she doesn't know.
Well, we don't know that. Let's not jump to conclusions.
Fair. Okay.
Carrie in Muskego, good morning.
Good morning.
Is she a jerk for?
Oh, my God. I'm so triggered by this. You have no idea.
Oh, you're mad.
She's 1,000% a jerk.
Not even 100.
You keep your hands on your own plate.
She added
this just reminds me of that Friends episode. Joey doesn't share food.
Yeah, somebody texted that in.
Seriously. No, let me just tell you real quick. When my husband and I have been together officially for almost like 14 years.
Okay.
Only a couple of years into our relationship, I ordered a Bloody Mary. I walked away to go to the bathroom. I came back. He had eaten my pickles, my olives, all of that stuff out of my Bloody Mary.
Oh, no, no, no. No, wait, this is...
How I still married him?
You don't
ask me.
I wouldn't have married him. I would have been so... Wait, he
you
ate
gotta pour
all
the rest
food?
Of the Bloody Mary on him.
Hold on. Now I'm triggered. I'm angry and I wasn't even there.
Like Bloody Marys.
Now I hate your husband. He ate all the stuff out of your Bloody Mary while you were in the bathroom?
It was a small Bloody, so it's not like a Silverman's with a burger
stop
on it.
Defending
but,
yes.
But you stayed with him. That's the problem. That's the problem. You stayed with him,
she enabled him. She enabled it.
Now I bet you he's eating all your Bloody Mary stuff. Yeah.
You know what? You're right.
You're the problem.
Mm. I'm the problem.
You were triggered, now I'm triggered, Carrie.
Carrie, you're the jerk.
I want the beef stick back.
Oh,
she said, what happened? All right, thanks for calling, Carrie.
Well, this went south.
Okay.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
We appreciate you so much.
She said, I am triggered.
She's the jerk, but how am I the jerk, too?
She's a hypocrite because she still married the guy. She said he's a jerk, but then she married him.
Said the jerk, but she let him take the food. Come on now.
Well, speaking of jerks, guess who's on the phone?
Who?
Ryan from Calabama, a.k.a. Caledonia.
Biggest jerk of all.
Just kidding, Ryan. He called 5 days in a row. Got his own theme song, one of the OGs. Hey,
Ryan. Might call him an OG.
Good morning, good morning. Hey, don't be judging my jersey with the J-E-R-K on the back of it with the name.
You know we love you, dog.
Are you calling her a jerk for taking his last piece of sushi even
Heck
though
yes.
he had 100% pieces.
Hands down done. Dude, full on jerk.
Unbelievable.
Ain't nobody touching my food. It's my food. I tell you what, I had this happen to me one time. And I almost stabbed the person in the hand with the fork. And it wasn't even my wife.
I was going to say, was it your wife?
Oh, it was my brother-in-law's ex-wife.
Oh, well, that's okay.
Now ex-wife. So
she was like,
it was third date. It was their third date. They came out with us, and I had some crispy onions, the onion strings on my plate. And she reached over with her hand, and she grabbed some onion strings off my plate.
She did not on the third date.
With third date you. That they were on.
And you were.
I don't know you. You touched my plate.
That's crazy. That is wild. Third date, and her future brother-in-law, she takes food off his plate. And that is ballsy.
Future and now and current
and ex.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
gone. Bye, Felicia.
Bye, Ryan.
Bye, Ryan. He's a
Bye.
Jerk.
Peace, man. Love, dog.
What I love is everybody's triggered for different reasons. You know 100. What I mean? Like, Carrie was triggered because her husband stole her Bloody Mary. Ryan's triggered because his ex-sister-in-law took his food. You know what I mean? Everybody's just triggered.
It feels like it's invasive, right? Like, you're invading a personal bubble by not asking. And even if we are close, right? Am I joking by saying my wife can't have my last piece of food? Yes. Would I give it to her? Yes. Does she need to ask? Yeah.
What, do you really want to give it to her, though?
No.
You're just trying to be selfless in that moment.
Exactly. And it's showing love.
In fairness, if there is, I don't really care. I say that now because I remember I was dating a guy and he would always take food off my plate.
Mm-hmm.
And at first I thought it was cute. I was like, oh, we're so comfortable. Aww. He's so intimate. And then after a while I was like, this is weird. You know, it's cute in the beginning.
I want the rest of my sweet potato fries. Thank you very much.
Yeah, put my wing down, dude. Like,
yeah,
no.
I'm eating
but
that
at first,
flat.
I was like, aw.
Aw. Oh, he likes me so much that he's comfortable. Nah, that's not cute.
Whoever texted in, big back, stop.
All my backpack loaded up. If you know, you know.
Yep. Those are the two insults right now. My kids scream at each other. Big back, and what is the other one? Oh, yeah, beta.
Oh.
That's the other one right now.
Oh,
beta.
Just wait. Oh, there's new lingo on the way.
And every time they scream at each other and call each other a beta, I go, I'm the only alpha in this house. Move over.
Move over. Get out the way.
All right. So we decided, though, definitely
jerk.
Rude.
fine.
Let's give away these tickets to the Harley-Davidson Homecoming Festival, because then after that,
what?
I have an idea of a way to get people on the radio. Like, I want to do something next week with people in Milwaukee.
What do you mean? We have people on the radio all the time.
I know. I want to have more people on, though. I have an idea of how we can do something cool next week.
Oh,
I don't know if it's allowed, but screw it. Here we are.
You want to talk about it later?
Yes, I want to talk about it after we give away these tickets.
Because we got to do that now.
Yes. Caller number 23, you're going to go to the Harley-Davidson Homecoming Festival, 414-533-1037. You could be like Ashley in Milwaukee, Hina in Milwaukee, Idalee's in Milwaukee. They're all going. You could be next. Good luck. Kiss FM. Hey, they're on tour now officially. Kendrick and SZA, 103.7. Right. Kiss FM, Ali and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos días.
Buenos días. We're not talking about that, though. We're talking about the Harley-Davidson Homecoming Festival. Yes, it's happening July. Well, we're sending you July 11th and 12th. It's actually going on the 10th through the 13th at Veterans Park.
Do your thing, Veterans Park.
Emily is calling in Wauwatosa this morning. Hi, Emily.
Morning.
Hi.
Hi, what are you up to?
Waiting in the parking lot to go into work.
So she's a robot.
She's a robot.
Your phone, of course, is cutting out right when you're talking. I had no problems before, and now, of course. When we need to talk to you, it cuts out. But
now,
Emily,
when it matters.
Now we can't hear you. So I hope you have a great day, Emily. Somebody's going to be in touch.
Hopefully she can hear us, because she's the winner.
Oh, no. Oh, wait. Now we can hear her. Hey.
Emily, you there?
Hey. Are you back?
Hi.
Yeah, there we go.
Were you in a dead zone? Were you in a garage? Where were you?
Just waiting in my school parking lot.
That'll do it.
Oh, are you a teacher?
I am.
Fantastic. What grade?
Special ed at the high school.
Oh, nice. In Tosa?
Yeah.
Very nice.
Very cool.
Well, I'm really glad that you're a teacher, because I just had an idea. I wanted to run by DZ on the radio, and it has to do with teachers.
How perfect.
This is fantastic, because you know what next week is, Emily.
You got to know.
Oh, boy, do I.
What is it?
We're having all these meetings right now for it.
I only had 7 emails already from the school. What is it, Emily? Tell everybody. Come on.
Teacher Appreciation Week.
Woo! That part. Double win.
And DZ's wife is a teacher. She's a third grade teacher. Poor woman.
Bless her heart. Bless yours too. Bless yours too.
So we're thinking about you teachers, and I'm going to tell everybody the idea. But I'll let you go, Emily. Get into school, okay? And I'm going to tell everybody now.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, bye.
Have a great day. Bye.
DZ, I have an idea.
All right, tell me.
I didn't tell anyone, including you, because I just had it this morning out of nowhere. DZ and I, if you don't know anything about us, this is how we roll. Mm-hmm. Our creativity comes like a light bulb, and we have to do it immediately, and then it goes away, and we don't care anymore.
More like a lightning strike. It ain't even a light bulb. It's like, crash! Let's do this right now, or we're going to forget forever.
Right now.
So what's your idea before we forget forever?
My idea is that next week is Teacher Appreciation Week.
Right.
So I was thinking this morning, I started really thinking about it. I'm like, obviously we have to like honor your wife, duh, because she's amazing.
Feels right.
But we should do something on the air. I was thinking like, what if we had a different teacher on? I have a couple different ideas.
Okay,
we have a different teacher on the air every day for 10 minutes or so, because they have to go to work.
They do, and it's early.
We would have them on before they go to work.
And it's technically adding something else to
their day. You have to come to the radio station, though.
Unless you'd prefer to do it by phone.
Oh, that's true. We could do them on the phone.
Because a lot of these teachers do get their day started early. Think about it. My wife, with the kids, with everything.
If they come in, I could give them a flower or something.
It is fun if they come in, but we can't do that and limit them.
We can't make them.
We can't make them.
Because what if they're like a teacher in West Bend?
Right.
And somebody nominates them, and then we decide to pick them, and then they're like, but I got to get in.
Because how are we picking these teachers, really?
Well, that's the next problem.
I already love this idea. Lay all your ideas on me. Let me stop talking.
Reset.
Zip the lip.
You're about to watch DZ and I's creative process live on the air. Okay,
right
so it's
What's
chaos.
Up?
Get ready.
When we got an idea, it's like, hold on, let me tell you, then let's talk.
Buckle up and feel free to call or text and add on whatever you think. 414-533-1037. Okay, so either one, we pick one a day and they come to the station. So we'll have 5 teachers next week come on the air. Plus your wife. She'll be 6.
For sure.
And then the other option is, we have people leave voice messages on the Odyssey app.
Shouting out teachers,
why they love them, who they are, where they teach, and maybe why that person is amazing or had an impact on them.
Okay.
That's option 2. Voice message and nominate somebody, and we would then play them on the air if we like them.
Through the Odyssey app, you leave us a voice message.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Or we have them leave a voice message to nominate them, and then we pick the people to come in from the nominations of the voice messages. And then we bring them in, play plus the voice message. So, it's A or B or A and B. Mm-hmm.
C is all the above for sure. Okay.
So how do we do this? Or do we have people call in and nominate them? I think the voice messages would be easier to manage, because then we can save them and look back and go, oh, somebody nominated Mrs. Z and, you know, wherever, Bayview.
Right.
What do you think?
Let me tell you why I think B is the best option. I think B is our best option because then we're not limiting ourselves to any area. We're not limiting anybody's ability to get here or not, nor are we limiting anybody's ability to shout out a teacher that has made an impact.
B is leave us a voice message about the teacher you want to nominate for Teacher Appreciation Week. They're not going to win anything other than a shout out on the air.
And it isn't even that. It's not even a nomination. It's you leave the shout out and we will play them, because then it allows us to play 1, 2, 500, mm-hmm. however many we get. We could string them along and do a whole segment. We could play one here, one there. We could sprinkle them out throughout the show, because it is all week. Literally all week. I like option B the best.
I should have known somebody was going to ruin this. They said, but next week's Nurses Week, too. Shoot.
No.
Are we going to do both?
We have to do both, and now have to do option B.
Nurses and teachers.
Nurses and teachers.
You know, we're coming for all you guys.
We're coming for everybody, bro.
Okay, fine.
We appreciate you regardless.
There's my next issue with nurses and teachers, though, is that somebody texted in and said, they said basically, voice messages, because it's way too hard for teachers to come in. Yep. Okay, I just thought the teachers might enjoy it. It was for them if they want to come in.
It's
up to them. Or we have them come in. They say you can come in this summer when you're off work if you want to come by and see the station. If you were awesome.
We could do that, obviously. But I think it makes it another, you know, addition to their schedule. They'd love that. They want to come in. I know people would want to come in, kick it with us, whatever. Oh, but the thing is, that's now something else to do right before you still got to go to work, and that limits you even being able to enjoy it.
Somebody said you need a teacher to make a nurse. Oh, geez. Now we're competing? You guys.
This isn't a competition.
Come on.
We're coming for everybody. We appreciate you all.
Okay. Well, I say go leave us a voice message. Yeah. That's what I'm going to say. Okay. We're going to start this today, because next week is Teacher Appreciation Week and Nurses Appreciation Week. So you know what? Let the voice messages come in. You go on, download the free Audacy app, AUDACY. You can even nominate yourself. I don't give a damn. Nominate a friend, whoever.
It's literally the same place you use to leave us little victories, right? Mm-hmm. The little victory next week is going to be Teacher and Nurses Appreciation Week.
And then, yeah. I got ideas coming in. So now it's also National Speech Language Hearing Month. Thank an SLP. You guys, I love you all.
Well, then it's also Asian American, Native Hawaiian, Pacific Islander
Month. And it's Mother's Day. So now we could do moms, too. You see the problem I got?
This just snowballed.
I'm an idiot.
Heavy.
I shouldn't have brought this up. Never mind.
Why did we do this, Allie?
Oh, Elizabeth in Wauwatosa said, send them a Starbucks gift card via email. Well,
okay.
Who's paying for that, though?
Are we going to get a Starbucks sponsorship?
And I got to pay for my kids' teachers on top of that?
I'm already doing other things for other teachers, dog.
That was a lot.
That's a lot of
Seriously. Okay, download the free Audacy app, AUDACY. Right when you follow 103.7 KISS FM, where the Listen Live button is, it says send a voice message. I mean, Hudson sent one last night. It was really funny. He sent a little victory. And so it's very easy to do. You can re-record it. You can listen back to it. You can just send it. Just send us a voice message, who you want to nominate for being the best teacher or the best nurse next week. And hopefully we'll be able to play him back on the air.
I like this a lot. Yeah. I think option B is our best bet, for real. For
now,
everybody.
Now, wait, though. Do they need to leave they're going to leave a voice message. What if we actually want to get a hold of them?
Mm.
Oh, God.
Yeah, we're doing too much now. We're doing too much.
Problem? Because we can't track you. You have to leave a number.
They say their name, they say their teacher, and that is their
They say
moment.
Who they, what this teacher is from what school.
And who they did
what
for them.
And then we'll know from that.
That's all we need.
Okay, fair enough. Leave a voice message on the Audacy app, and you may hear it back next week. You may get your teacher or nurse invited on the show. Or it might be you.
We might do a lot of things.
Yeah, that's okay. Okay, I like this. Thank you for brainstorming with me live on the air, DZ. I needed that.
Appreciate the listeners, too.
Honest to God. All right, and I see all your texts coming in. Oh, geez.
Oh, what other month is it? Who else are we celebrating
Social
next week?
Social workers. We forgot it. Okay, you guys.
Okay.
It's so hard. Okay, now I over.
We
okay,
gotta
fine.
Note all these down.
Coming up next, send your voice messages. In the meantime, give me 3 minutes, and I'm going to tell you 3 toxic phrases successful people never say.
That they never say.
I'm going to get you out of your own way.
All right.
3 toxic phrases successful people never say.
I feel like I could think of at least one.
We may argue about this next.
Let's get it.
In toxic form. All right. Talk to you next. Ah, yes. They're already coming in. The voice messages. 103.7 KISS FM. Allie and DZ.
Perfect. Our plan's working.
Go to the Audacy app. Download our free Odyssey app and then send us a voice message to nominate a nurse or a teacher that you think are awesome for Teacher Appreciation Week and Nurses Appreciation Week next week.
Go ahead, shout them out.
You might hear them back on the air, just saying. Okay, so DZ, there are three things they say, three toxic phrases that highly successful people don't ever, ever say.
Never ever?
They never say.
Never ever?
I feel like I could argue about some of these. They're saying that highly successful people.
Yeah, you got my gears turning.
They have one, at least one trait in common. And you know what that is?
What is it?
Their inner monologues.
Hmm.
They're
like
positive,
the way they talk to themselves.
They're positive and optimistic.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. I could receive that for sure.
Successful people are positive and optimistic with the way they talk to themselves. Three toxic phrases that people never say if they're successful is that I'm not worthy of my success.
Oh, Lord.
I was looking over this and I thought, yeah, like when we do well, I'm proud of us, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You have to be like, yes, I deserve this. I'm good enough to truly succeed in anything. Because people try to humble you down and go, get over yourself if you do well. But the reality is, you're not going to do well unless you're thinking positive and you're thinking you are what you manifest your thoughts,
you
right?
You do.
So if I'm sitting here going, man, we don't deserve this.
We don't deserve
after
to
a
be
while,
number one.
We
yeah,
won't be.
We won't be.
Because we're going to manifest that, right?
But while we're manifesting, hey, the energy's good. We're good. Our vibe's great. The show sounds
show's
good.
Fun.
Man, we feel like we're number one. And guess what?
I'm worthy of this.
We are worthy of it.
So
and
when
we
you,
are number
when
one.
When you don't think you're worthy of success, it shows and it makes you unsuccessful.
Mm.
More than 80% of people.
Dang.
Face feelings of imposter syndrome when they're successful. They don't think they deserve it.
Well, and to be genuine
that's
with you.
That's crazy.
I go through that, right? And it's not necessarily
you know what they
like
said?
The humble check. It's more like, oh my goodness, like I wasn't supposed to make it to this point in life.
Why though?
Oh my goodness, it's all supposed to fall
they
apart.
They said, like, ask yourself, why do I believe I don't deserve this? Why?
Yeah, my life circumstance just didn't lead me to believe the people that were in my life. Though I was spoken a lot of positivity, I was also shown that I was not supposed to be this successful. So to actually be doing it, it's like, oh my goodness, one day it's going to all
come
crashing
down.
Oh,
so you don't think
down.
You deserve it because your parents weren't as successful?
It's not my parents. It's not, yeah, it's other people around me. And I'm just refraining from saying because I don't have an interest in sharing, you know,
yeah.
who is demeaning in my life. But yeah, some of the people around me meant and said, no, you're not supposed to do this. You're black, you're Latino, you're an immigrant, you're this, you're that. You're not smart enough, you're not good enough, you're not educated enough. You stutter, you this.
And you start to take that in.
Yeah, you start to take that in. And
all
then
it
you
takes
go,
is one person to feel like everybody feels that way.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And now I'm going, oh man, what am I doing on the radio? What am I doing in-game hosting for the Bucks? What am I doing?
And I'm saying don't think that or else we're going to fail.
But
because
I feel
they're
great.
Saying, yeah, you feel great.
I feel great in it, but there's always that like little like tickle in the back of like, hey,
don't
hey,
get too excited.
Don't get too
full of yourself.
Don't get too comfortable though, my boy.
Right. Well, so you're not supposed to think, you're supposed to believe in yourself and
don't
believe you are successful and you're supposed to be where you are
got
in
it.
Order to be successful.
Got it.
And the second toxic phrase successful people never say, I'm not as good as them. Again, this is a lot of this is ego, you guys.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, you think confidence is almost everything.
It is key.
And saying I'm not as good as them, you have to believe that you are as good as them. Same thing.
And you will be.
And the third toxic phrase that successful people never say, I'm not changing. This is who I am.
Mm-hmm. That
because
means you're too locked in to your
if you
old
don't
ways.
Evolve, yeah.
Right.
I've learned this as life. If you don't evolve in life, you're sitting there doing nothing. Very few people change, but guess what? We're supposed to.
Adaptability.
We're supposed to change,
yeah.
And a lot of people never do. And unfortunately, this is what growth is. So many people are into mindfulness, therapy, which I love, all the meditation, yoga, whatever you're into. Arts, whatever your coping skill is, but some of that involves changing and reflecting and breaking cycles or being different than your family or whatever. You can't say, I'm not changing. This is me. That's like the most stubborn, obnoxious way to not evolve and not to be a better person.
And it might be hard because we are creatures of habits.
Yeah, it is hard.
You
most
know,
of us don't
most
change.
Most of us don't change.
We don't.
And it's not about even changing. It's about adapting. You don't have to change who you are as a person, but being able to adapt in your environment. environment, mm-hmm. floating, if you will. You mm-hmm. got to be able to float. If not, you're going to sink.
100%. 100%. Mm-hmm. So those are just three of the toxic phrases they said successful people never, ever say.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. I like that, too. It's all positive. It's basically saying you have to believe in yourself, which some of this is like therapy. You go to it, and it's like, duh.
Right.
You just need the positive self-talk a lot of times to be successful in anything you do, whether it's parenting, mm-hmm. your job, mm-hmm. your friendships.
Just
you have to reflect. Yeah.
That was genuinely nice, man.
You like that?
Yeah, I feel like, you know, people that are successful really do have this air of confidence. People mm-hmm. sometimes call it cockiness, but I don't think that's what it is. I think it's knowing that you got it, man. You mm-hmm. got it like that, and you're going to keep getting it like that as long as you believe in yourself.
And sure, we laugh at the few who walk around cocky that don't have it. We know who those are. We giggle at those. But those are like the few most, you got to believe in yourself overall.
You can see the realness out of people. Mm-hmm. Genuinely, you can see the realness out of people. And it shines through when you believe in yourself too.
And it's important to be passionate. That's the problem. So many people are not in jobs they're passionate about either.
Yeah.
That's what sucks.
I got a weird twofold
struggle. You just get a job to get a job. What do you mean?
I got a weird twofold struggle with the first one we read being like the imposter syndrome one of, I genuinely struggle sometimes going, mm-hmm. I love what I do. I feel like I'm good at what I do. But at the same time, I always feel like I'm receiving judgments for what I'm doing and how I'm doing it. Mm. So it makes me doubt that it's going to last forever.
You're letting thoughts of other people
infiltrate my success.
That's why I always love, they'll always say, like, what if no one was watching, right? Mm-hmm. Like, what would you do if there was mm-hmm. nobody else on the planet?
And
like, what would make you happy, you know? Yeah.
And that's how I try to live, which is why I mm-hmm. feel like I've been able to do the things that people said I couldn't or shouldn't.
100%.
If that makes sense.
You just have it.
I have it.
You have it.
We got it like that.
See, and that's that. Now you're saying it, DZ. The three toxic things successful people never say is, one, I'm not worthy of my success. Two, I'm not as good as them. Or three, I'm not changing. This is who I am. You're not going to succeed if you're any of those. And by the way, people with low emotional intelligence say things like, I'm not changing. This mm-hmm. is who I am.
Mm-hmm.
Just for the record.
That part. Say it again for the people in back.
People with low emotional intelligence say, I'm not changing. This is who I am.
Y'all are goofy.
Bye. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias. What's going on?
Buenos dias. I got to tell you, I have been binging. I know yesterday I talked about how Hudson got me onto The Simpsons.
Mm-hmm.
But then I got on to a new season of Married at First Sight. And where I'm going with this, people, hold on. It's about communication and how you communicate with your significant other.
Okay.
And how you communicate in general in the world.
In life.
How much of it is tied back to our childhood?
It really is.
Because the whole season, I mean, these are old episodes, DZ. This is not a new season. I'm watching like the Nashville season. This is two seasons ago. But they get married at first sight. They don't know each other.
At all.
Yeah,
the episode, the show is huge.
It's wild. So they have to then decide if they want to stay married or get a divorce after like 2 months together. So they go through.
Annulment period.
Yeah, they
go
through all this therapy and you're watching as, you know, a regular person's watching. And you can learn stuff if you watch other couples go through it. I mean, it is educational in some ways.
Especially such real and raw like that when they really don't know each other.
But watching it is wild. It makes you start reflecting on your own life and how you grew up and how you confront people and whether you argue with people and whether you're part of the problem or are you part of the solution.
Right.
This is what I'm getting at.
Okay.
I feel like we all grew up in one of two households. And this was the observation I made watching this show. Either we grew up in a household where there was absolutely no confrontation. There was never any arguing, so you never learned how to deal with conflict. Or you grew up in an overly confrontational house like mine, where there was always yelling and confrontation, and you're anxious as hell,
mm-hmm.
and you have other issues because of the overly confrontational parents you did have, right, who instilled fear in you or whatever. It's like either no confrontation and you have no skills, or overly confrontational and you'd have no skills because you're emotional.
Sure.
The people who can manage it in the middle, who grew up with parents who actually like had normal, healthy conversations with them, they're so like few and far between from like any, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, and my parents would argue that that's what they did, and it's not what happened.
No. Oh, they would tell you that's how
they
parented?
Like, but we were talking.
And oh, God,
like,
no.
No, we weren't talking.
No, we got yelled at, and we just shut up, and it was don't cry.
Right.
Shut up, you know?
But my parents also weren't confrontational. It was never a fight. It was never an argument. They would just like yell at you to
and
go
tell
do
you
something
what to do.
And tell you what to do, right? So I didn't feel like it was confrontation because confrontation temptation is a give and take.
But it was.
Plus, I never saw them fight. I saw my parents
which
get into it.
Which is even weirder.
Once. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, like, so they would yell at you, but you never saw them fight.
And it was yelling at me for doing kid stuff. Really, it was really kid stuff. Like, oh, I left my socks under the couch. My dad was going to spank me for it and yell at me for doing it, right? Because I did it again, right? It was never watching the house fight. It was never watching my parents fight. I didn't grow up in a confrontational household like that.
Mm-hmm.
But my household was confrontational to the degree of, like, you just got yelled at for everything.
For everything.
Really, no matter what I did. It was like, I was getting yelled at for something.
Or at least that's how it feels. When you look back at your childhood, that's what sticks out. And same for me. It's not that I didn't have positive moments.
Experiences.
It's that a lot of what sticks out is, the yelling and all that kind of stuff. And we just did what we were told, right? Mm-hmm. No matter what we felt. And that's why I'm like, I don't know what the hell I felt.
But I'll tell you
how would I know?
There was no arguing in my house, ever. Not for me, not for my parents. And that's why I feel like it's such a weird dynamic, because we didn't grow up arguing. Mm-hmm. I just grew up being told what to do, when to do it, and how to do it in a very loud tone.
It's interesting. You can call or text 414-533-1037. I'm talking about how watching some of these shows, about marriage, make you reflect on your own relationships and childhood and how you deal with problems and conflict and communication. And, I was married for years to a guy who was very passive. And he would say, my parents never fought. And I remember thinking, that's so weird, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, 100%.
And granted, he didn't have any skills. He didn't know how to deal with it then when there was a conflict. Whereas I was the opposite, and I was overly, I feel like, confrontational, because my parents were always, my dad was the yeller, really. My mom never yelled. But my dad yelled at everybody.
Sure.
From my mom to the kids, you know what I mean?
All the way down.
So I think that both ways didn't work, Not seeing fights doesn't work.
And seeing too many fights works. Well, it's a healthy balance.
Who are these healthy people? Who are you?
I think the two people normally find each other. I'll say this.
I would hope. Because I feel like one healthy person finds one unhealthy, and then everybody ends up screwed up in the end anyway. So who cares?
I'd reach as far enough as to say that I don't think either way is healthier than the other, right? Because in the household I grew up with, you just shut up and listen as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't do nothing that your parents say you don't do. Mm-hmm. And if you're doing some, you're probably doing it occultly so you don't get caught and you don't get yelled at.
Right?
My wife grew up in a household that was like, whatever happens, holla at us.
Mm-hmm.
We might yell, we might scream, we might be upset, but we're going to take care of each other, right?
Mm-hmm.
We might fight with one another, but we're going to take care of each other, right?
Mm-hmm.
We might be fighting here, but the second we step outside them doors, we back to back fighting against the world,
right?
Those two dualities of upbringing, I feel like, tend to find each other. My wife and I found each other.
Yeah.
I come from that passive child household where now I dislike arguing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a fan of it, because when I get into it, I get into it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't stop.
Yeah.
Right? So I grew up wanting to be non-confrontational, because when I saw the confrontation happen, it was too far gone to stop anything from letting that beast go.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So that animal comes out, right?
Yeah.
I don't confront because I don't like that guy.
Fair enough.
My wife doesn't like to confront because she grew up hating every single moment of that. Now we know that we may argue.
Yeah.
We may bicker. We may fight. Whatever you might want to call it, but we also have the understanding that we can come to a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully, in most senses, those scenarios where you think you need to confront can be actually conversed.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Sometimes you gotta
Sometimes fighting makes you closer. But we gotta be careful. We say the word fighting, we don't mean like screaming, yelling, being disrespectful.
Throwing stuff,
having some kind of conflict is healthy.
A healthy discussion. Sometimes tones need to be used, and that tone might not be the most pleasant of tones.
Totally.
That's still a constructive conversation. Mm-hmm. It just might be a little more animated.
As long as you make it through to the other side.
That's what I consider a fight.
Yeah.
And right, for a lot of times, like, me and my wife would talk about things, and we had a moment where it's like, what do you consider a fight and what do I consider a fight?
Because were different?
Way drastically
different. Oh, interesting.
Different.
Like, one of you thought you were fighting and one didn't,
we're
kind
just
of thing?
Talking. And I'm like, no, we're yelling right now. so we had to have these talks.
Aaron's like, what do you mean?
I'm like, that's
sounds
what I,
like
you
my
know?
Dad.
Or I'm yelling and she's going, can we talk? Like, it's not that serious, right?
It's like, I have that where I'm just a loud talker and I'm a loud person.
And it's happened to me too, where she's like,
so
chill,
hard.
You being big Latino right now. Like, we don't gotta yell. It's fine. It's fine.
That's actually funny.
Sometimes it's not fine and we just need to draw that line and know. You gotta find that partner that knows that with you though.
Yeah. Did you grow up in a household that was no confrontation, overly confrontational, or are you actually one of the healthy ones? And how? Because some people actually don't have the self-awareness yet of what they even grew up in.
True.
I will be fair. I was probably in my 30s. Actually, I had to get divorced before I truly understood what I grew up in and mm-hmm. what was healthy and what wasn't, because, you know, you model some of that in your own relationships, and not until it goes bad do you look back and reflect and go, wait, I was doing that, they were doing that. Oh my God, that's my parents. Oh my God, this is not cool.
Not only did we feel like we had to get married to realize some things, yeah. but there's things that we didn't realize about our upbringing until we were parents ourselves.
That part,
for
too.
Real.
Like the now, parenting as well, yeah.
Some of my realizations of the toxicity that my household did have
were when you became a parent.
Was when I became Same. A parent and went, wait, why are you doing that?
Mm-hmm.
Your baby don't need that. Your baby doesn't. Mm-hmm. Check in. Lock in.
Totally. Oh, people are texting in now. You can call or text, and we're going to talk to you next. 414-533-1037. Robert said, I was a great kid growing up and had almost no trouble. My mom set the boundaries, the rewards, the consequences, and I just followed them. I never thought, what would Jesus do? I thought, what would mom do? Almost no yelling. I got a glare or a snap of the fingers, and my name said sternly. Oh, I would have killed for that.
I would have loved that.
I would have loved that.
That's
Robert.
The parent I'm trying to be. That Jeez. Look and that glare, the snap and the stop.
Ooh. For real. All right.
Mwah, chef's kiss to your mama.
We're going to talk to you guys next. He's coming to Summerfest, and we're excited about it. Benson Boone right there. We're talking about communication on Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Speaking of beautiful things, communicating is a beautiful thing.
Yes. 103.7 Kiss FM. So I said I was watching Married at First Sight. Whatever. I was watching an old season, and I was binging the hell out of it. It was great.
But it inspired something.
It inspired something, and that's why I like watching it, is they were, you know, these couples trying to work things out with these therapists. You start, you know, thinking about your own life and your own relationships mm-hmm. and your own childhood. And like you said, DZ, it wasn't until I got married or had kids that I realized how screwed up
so much I was
or my family was. And I thought we were so normal. But Heather's in West Dallas, and I want to pull her up first because I can relate to her. She said they thought they were totally normal, her and her sister, till they got married.
Talk to us, Heather.
Heather, tell us what happened. Come on.
So my parents have been married for 50 some years,
okay.
and
nice.
They, you know, we grew up in a healthy relationship, no divorce, you know, nothing like that.
You stay together parents, because right. it's yep. the time. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And we learned our relationship through our parents, and all of a sudden, like, we started dating our husbands, and we got, you know, serious and whatnot, and then they'd be like, why are you guys yelling? Like, we're not yelling.
We're talking.
This is how we talk.
Right?
This is our family.
Well, y'all talk yes. really loud.
Oh, this is so relatable.
Yeah.
Oh.
I always joke that we're Czech, so I always joke, I'm like, we're Czech, that we're just
shout out to the Republic. We just like that.
Blame it on, yeah, the history.
CZ, not CH.
Oh, that's funny.
All right, but now, let me ask you, do you guys feel like you just talk yell, or do you yell? Like, does it sound like y'all are fighting all the time? Or are you guys just mad loud?
Are you just loud?
We're just loud because, like, even my sister and I would be like, do we talk? Like, you know, it's not an anger. It's just.
You just don't know how to whisper.
I'm the same way.
Yeah, pretty
it's
much.
Like, DZ, you know how you filmed me, that reel, that trend, and I'm like yelling? That's just how I talk.
All right, Peter, homie. Yes, that is just how you talk.
Like, DZ filmed me, and I didn't know he was filming me, and I was like yelling, but I was like excited, but I wasn't mad. I was
You're
just
overly animated.
I am so overly animated. So I get when people are like, why are you so loud? I'm like, I'm not loud. What do you mean?
What do you mean? If you missed the video, check it out.
I can't tell you how many times I've said that. I'm like, I'm not
yes.
loud. This is how...
Yes.
I talk.
But
how
yelling.
I am.
You're yelling.
Yeah, but then Hudson, my 11-year-old, gets really loud, and I go, "Is this what we sound like? Oh,
maybe
God, we're annoying.
Maybe.
Oh, God,
yeah,
we're loud."
My daughter does the same thing. Sometimes I'm like, "You need to tone it down."
Yeah. It's a punishment for us. Our kids are a reflection of ourselves,
and
so
we're
feel bad.
For it, baby. We
sure.
let them. We let them kids.
Well, Heather, try to quiet it down over
yeah,
there in West
you,
Dallas.
Why don't
okay.
You whisper over
I'll
there,
try. I'll try. I promise.
No, you're still yelling, Heather. Still
those
yelling.
Those poor husbands. They're down the street at the bar in West Dallas going, why are our wives always yelling?
Why are we whispering?
They could probably hear us, too, at the bar.
Bye, Heather.
Bye, Heather.
Bye,
She's
thank
funny.
You.
All right, so we're talking about communication. I said, which way do you communicate? No confrontation or overly confrontational? Because very few are super healthy in the middle. And Paige in Milwaukee is claiming, she found one of the exceptional ones who actually knows how to communicate. Kate and grew up in a normal household. I don't believe it.
Prove it, Paige.
No way, Paige.
So he didn't. He didn't grow up in a normal household, but he does have an amazing way of communicating.
Okay. How did he get that? What did he do? Tell me.
I don't know. It's crazy. I don't know if it's because he was a teacher and a coach or what. But I'm the one who gets angry and animated. And I remember once I said, like, this is just how I fight. I said, well, we don't have to fight. We're on the same team. Aww. And it just shut me down. And I was like, oh, my gosh. Like, I'm so defensive.
You're like, oh, yeah, I forgot we're married.
It's like the meme.
I wanted to kill you 30 seconds ago, but fine.
My wife's normally right. I just don't like her tone.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and that's it. I'm the one who gets animated and stuff. And he's so calm that it just.
Opposites attract.
Yes.
They always marry each other, mm-hmm. bro. The confrontational non-confront.
How long have you been married?
Well, so we've been together 9 years. We just got married last June. Okay. So we're coming up on our 1 year anniversary.
Congrats, y'all. Congrats.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay, well.
Tell them to pass some of their communication skills along to the rest of us.
Tell them to speak up.
Something.
God bless them. Yeah.
Right? All right. I'm glad you got a good one, Paige. Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, I'm screwed. You know, I work on my communication and there's nothing I can do.
Allie, why are you yelling?
I don't know, DZ. I didn't know it was going to evoke so much emotion out of people. 103.7 Kiss FM. Just a Beyonce concert? That's it?
Now. I mean, she's the queen for sure, but come on now.
Oh my gosh. So it's Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. I have exciting news for everybody. You know, Beyonce's on tour now. It started.
Oh yeah, it did.
I know this because I got so many videos in my feed of her on stage with her kids.
Both the babies.
Rumi and Blue. Mm-hmm. Those were the ones on stage, I think, with her. Yeah. Anyway, she's on stage, and it's very similar to when J-Lo came to Summerfest. She's got her kid up there on stage. Maybe the kid sings, maybe they don't. I think J-Lo's might have sung. I can't even remember now. But Beyonce gets her kids up there, and she's holding them like they just came out of the womb. The way moms hold their babies, and she's singing. And I'm like, what is going on, man?
Well, and Blue is a part of the choreography now. Yeah. Like, she's one of the dancers because she's taller than a mama now.
Which,
like,
is weird.
Crazy.
I should say, people don't know Beyonce's super short, though. I should say that I'm excited because we're giving away a trip to see Beyonce in concert.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Talk that talk.
We're sending you to Houston, which is her hometown.
Mm-hmm.
And we're flying you down there, a trip for four, to see her on tour in Houston. And all you have to do is listen on the Odyssey app, which a bunch of our listeners are already doing. Listen for an hour a day, you're in her to win that Beyonce
trip. I'm pretty sure we got listeners in Houston that could just, like, not have to fly
anywhere. We've had people call in who moved to Texas and listen on the Odyssey app.
Shout out H-Town, shout out Beyonce.
So if you're listening on the Odyssey app, you're already entered to win. Get that hour in, okay?
Just know if you win, you are for sure seeing them babies
you're
on stage
see
in
them
Houston.
Babies.
In Houston for sure.
Totally, because we were talking to our boss about it, who is a mom of small children.
Yeah.
And she said, not hard pants, different boss. We have a couple bosses. This is our boss.
Different boss.
She's awesome. She has little kids. She's in her 30s. And she was like, it was so sweet. I was crying. And didn't she say she was like trying not to cry watching it?
She said
she texted
us
the video
heartfelt.
And said, tell me you're not crying. And I'm not crying.
I'm really not. And I understand
the
concept.
I feel nothing.
And this is what I was trying to say yesterday when I said, I understand why she's doing it because us, like we do, sometimes we will bring our children on the air. Now, is it out of necessity?
Oh, I'm a stage mom. Don't get me wrong.
I'm a stage mom.
Because kids on stage is really the core of what we're arguing about. But I'm a stage mom. Yes. But my kids are being themselves.
Right.
And she's a performer. Like, even though people are entertained with our show.
Right.
I don't think of myself as a performer.
We're living
because
our lives.
We come on the show and we just talk about our lives and we're just ourselves.
Facts.
We don't use actors like some shows. We don't fake it till you make it. We take people live. This is us.
We
okay?
sometimes have to use the dump button for real.
Oh, we dump out. And sometimes my kids come in and I scream at them, right? Yeah. And you hear that on the air.
Yeah.
We're ourselves. This is different to me because they're on display or something. They're not just being themselves. They're just everyone staring at them while she's.
It really isn't. And
let me
explain.
It's weird. I don't know.
You have a platform to share with your children. Your children see that platform. And also want to use that platform like they see your parents use. Beyonce sense, they see her selling out arenas and standing on stage dancing, performing, so they go, I want to be like my mom too. Hence why Blue Ivy's now on the choreography squad with her. Hence why Rumi's now on stage just waving, going, yay, hi everybody, and people are cheering, going crazy. We might do the same things, but it's more real from us because we got to bring our kids in. We ain't got daycare. They're off of school. They got something going on. So we bring our kids and give them the platform so they can talk and express their...
I'm not saying I'm not a stage mom.
What I'm saying is, as much as I respect it, see it, and also will do it, I hate that. I'm not... People aren't paying to listen to us on the radio.
Yeah.
You just freely come into the car, download the app. People are paying thousands of dollars
to see Beyonce.
I'm paying to see you, Beyonce. You can bring your kid on stage. I'll wave and I'll say, yay. I don't want to see them dancing. I'm not trying to see them singing. I don't care to see them performing. I paid for you. I will buy her ticket when she's an artist. She's not an artist.
This is like how Northwest, Kanye brings Northwest on stage. Stop. And you're just like, what the hell?
Stop. I hate that.
Listen, we just got a text saying you guys are heartless MFers.
Talk that talk. What's up? What's up?
How did you not cry watching Beyonce on stage with her kids? I did not.
Didn't shed a tear.
In fact, I thought it was weird.
I did. I went, man.
I thought this is cringe.
Could you imagine being front row
and
going...
And your mom's got you in a fetal position in her lap and you're like... And she's like... A naughty girl. A naughty girl. Okay, she wasn't singing naughty girl. Could you imagine?
Everything you own in the box to the left.
Oh, sorry.
These my babies. Please don't touch.
Rumi. I made that song before your dad and I had you.
We let him stay, though. It's right now. It's right now. It's okay. Come on, son. Like, no. Nah. I'm not here to watch them be stage presented. I'm here you. I'm here to be entertained by you, B, not C and D.
Okay. You can call or text. We're going to answer the phones, 414-533-1037. You know what? Let's take line one this morning because we're talking about... Yeah, Beyonce went on tour. Now she's got her kids on stage with her. It's making all the rounds. Our boss was crying about it, and DZ and I think it's kind of cringe.
It's a little weird.
Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
It's Lindsay from Muskego.
Lindsay in Muskego. Got her own theme song called 5 Days in a Row. That a girl. Hi, Lindsay.
Hey, how are you doing?
Well, you know, I'm judgmental. That's how I'm doing.
Good way to put it. Great way to put it, actually. Yeah, we're judgmental right now.
Did you see the video of Beyonce with her kids on stage?
I did. And although I also agree it's a little cringe, do you know why she does it?
Why?
Because people like it, I guess. I don't know. Money?
Generational wealth.
See, they're
her
on the payroll.
Her kids don't pay taxes. Her kids are on the payroll. No,
yeah.
Listen.
No, for real.
There's a whole thing on it. So her kids don't have to pay taxes. So she can pay them. They can put it in a Roth, earning money, and it lasts their lifetime. So that's why Blue Ivy has been on her song since she was a little kid. She's on the payroll.
Yeah, she's
every year she's able to make money.
She's getting royalties.
Every year
that
money is thrown into the Roth.
I just assume they don't really care because they're just going to be rich when they grow up, no matter what. Like Blue Ivy doesn't need a fund, does she? Maybe
she doesn't, but
they treat Roth
making money and doing the work for it.
It's just a piggy bank, Allie. All it is a piggy bank.
They still
get an allowance, but it's a piggy bank for their own little savings.
Somebody texted in: Beyonce fans do too much. Oh, come on. I saw Beyonce in Chicago. Phenomenal show, okay?
But you can say all fans do too much.
All fans, that's fair. That's fair. But somebody texted in and said, I think it's sweet, but why would I cry? Well, I don't know. Our boss said it made her emotional, and she's a mom. I feel like I'm being a bad mom by not getting emotional.
Then I'm being a bad dad by going, I don't want your kids up there because I think it's cute. I think it's adorable. I think it's fantastic. I don't want to pay to watch that. Let them do it on YouTube and TikTok and post the videos like all these kids are doing. I don't want to care. I don't care to watch your kids live.
Yeah.
Until they actually got something to show for me, I'm not helping your kids make money.
Amen.
I'm paying your children now?
Thank you.
Psych!
Sarah from Iguanago said, oh my God, I'm dying laughing so hard. You guys are cracking me up. Thank you. You're welcome, Sarah. You know what?
At least one of us is laughing.
We're going to talk to you guys next. How do we feel about kids on stage? Okay? Because I'm in my judgmental phase this morning for the next 3 minutes.
This is our judgmental era. Deal with it.
We'll talk to you next. 3.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
So Beyonce is officially on tour, and we're sending you to see her for a trip for four to Houston in her hometown just for listening on the Odyssey app, which is awesome because a lot of you already are.
That's lit. No, that's cool.
Listen for an hour, you're going to be in.
Mm-hmm.
And we were being judgmental, at least I was, and talking about how I can't stand it. They get their kids on stage. It was cute with J-Lo at first, and now I'm just over it. I'm like, everybody's doing this now? You're holding them in the fetal position. They're not even doing anything. Like, what are we doing? doing?
And I respect, so we talked to Lindsay. I respect the concept of put them on the payroll. It's tax-free dollars. They're getting paid, sure, setting up a little something for them. But at the same time, now I'm paying your child to just stand there and wave at me? Nah, son.
But our boss, who's a mother of young children, said she was crying and she thought it was adorable.
Great. It was magical.
Let's start with So Chill in Milwaukee. How do I say that? So chill.
We call her So Chill.
Hey.
All right.
Good morning.
What do you think about Beyonce or just any celebrity, you know, bringing their kids on stage? What do we think of this?
I have two feelings towards it because I'm also a mother of younger kids, and I'm like, oh, that's cute. It's adorable. Mm-hmm. But definitely, it does kind of get annoying because, like what you guys are saying, I'm there for the artist, mm-hmm, not for all that.
It gets a little out there. Like, and do you understand, too, So
it's
Chill,
forced.
Why DZ and I, we talk about our families and our kids all mm-hmm the time.
Love
so having them on the show is just them being themselves.
Right.
Whereas Beyonce, they don't really talk about their kids. We just know they have them. They just pop up on stage and you're like, oh, hey.
Well, yeah, that's right. Yeah. You're one of the twins.
Where's the little boy?
Right?
Well, you know, I was watching TikTok and I saw the video and I fell down the rabbit hole and there was a couple videos that made sense. I guess supposedly celebrity drama. Kanye West was saying stuff about their kid that they're hiding the child because she's autistic and this and that.
Wait.
You fell down a rabbit hole and you actually listened to Kanye?
No. Oh, but this is what they were saying.
That was what they were saying. Oh.
Yeah, and that's probably why she brought the child on stage.
Oh, because people were saying things about her kid that weren't true.
The twins, it's known that the twins are a little shyer.
So what if they're autistic, though? Who cares?
It doesn't
matter.
Business. Yeah. It doesn't matter. That's yay doing yay things, and we need to stop listening to you.
He's an idiot, yeah.
But the kids are a little shy. They are a little shyer.
Yeah.
So it was cool to be like, oh, she's growing up. She kind of looks like Blue when she was little. Oh, wait, where's Blue? Oh, dang, there's Blue.
There's Blue.
That's where it stopped. After that, it's like, okay, cool. We realize it's your kids. Get them off stage. Bye.
You don't think part of it is the kids going, can we come on with you?
It is.
It probably is.
It's got to be. Because Owen and Hudson are always like, can we come on the radio again? I'm like, no, it's my job.
In the video, the little girl, Rumi, she waves. The crowd goes wild and mm-hmm she reacts. She turns around and hugs her mother like a thank you for letting me come on stage. It's 100% the daughter wanting to do it, but it's 100% not what I'm trying to see. Sorry.
I agree.
Sorry.
Okay. All right. Right, so we're not team kids on stage, really, unless they're doing something that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, like with her oldest, that's kind of cool and
Blue's
whatnot.
Dancing.
Yeah,
Blue's
she's
dancing.
Older,
that's
so
cool.
She's doing stuff.
Right,
sure.
It's
cool, but
somebody texted in and said, I don't mind if the kids make a short appearance on stage if it makes sense, but in Beyonce's case, I think they're training Blue to eventually take over when people don't care about Beyonce anymore, so they can keep making money. Hey, there's enough room for both of them. Okay,
Queen and the Princess.
I appreciate Beyonce. I love her. I just don't like the kids on stage thing.
I'll pay
and
for
I
the
love
ticket
Beyonce.
For Blue when Blue is the one selling the tickets.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
And the Northwest stuff doesn't help. That makes us hate it even more, which is not helpful. But okay.
So Chill was on point, though.
Thanks for calling, girl. We'll talk to you later.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You too. Much love. Bye.
Last but not least, Roger's in Milwaukee, and he had something to say this morning.
Boy.
So fine. We'll pull him up. Roger!
Yo, good morning, Alex B, the Milwaukee stand-up. It's your boy, the R-O-G-E-R. If you don't know now, you know. Let's go!
Woo! Roger!
I got something to say!
I love you, Roger. What do you want to say? What do you got?
Okay. You got to put it like this, DZ. Hmm. You got to put it like this, Ali.
Hmm.
Okay. I'm all for it because we're looking at greatness in this building.
Hmm.
In this building.
Explain
okay?
that.
Okay. It's just like, Ali, you and your sons, they're greatness already.
Yeah, they are.
I hear it.
Fair. Of course, I think that. I'm their parents.
check it out. DZ, your son, greatness.
Obviously,
already. I mean, you already see it.
Duh.
You already see it in him.
Yeah, we're waiting
so,
on
it. I see it.
Check this out. Now we go back maybe 10 years forward, and these kids are explosive. They're everything you knew they were going to be.
Mm-hmm. Fair.
And I can go back and say, I knew them when they were kids.
Okay.
You see that?
Okay. Mm.
Okay. So I'm all for it. I mean, Blue Ivy is great. It's greatness. We're watching it. Mm. So
we watch her grow up on screen.
It's just so tricky because Beyonce, you know, she, Destiny's Child, she was an adult.
We
Jay-Z was definitely an adult when he got famous.
You know what I mean? And we we've watched them grow together, have a family. Like, we've watched the Carters become from the Carters of two to the Carters of five, right? We watched their struggles and infertility. Like, I get all of that. Don't mean I gotta like it or pay for it.
I seen Beyonce when she was on that little kid show.
She was on a kid show?
Yeah, she was on Look Who's Got Talent. I seen her when she was like 10 years old. I said, that little girl's going
to
be
She's probably on Star Search. Come on.
Yeah, something Star like Search. Star Search.
I was like, what is you're that right. wasn't around when we were
Star
kids.
Search. It was Star Search.
Beyonce yeah. and I are close in age.
She was
yeah.
borderline at Disney Channel.
She was on...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Star Search?
Yeah.
You're right, Allie. Star Search. And she was like 10 years old. Mm-hmm. I looked at her and said, that little girl's going to be something when she gets older. And look.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
We host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Where she's at. Yeah. So this is where we're at, where we're at with this.
Which says we're ground floor with the greatness of these kids.
Yeah, where are we going with this, though?
Let's talk about, am I the jerk? Strictly a jerk.
This man.
For what? You're back to am I the jerk again?
What are you talking about? Roger Bye.